In the NBA, Jason Terry scored Boston's last 9 points, and the Celtics weathered a strong comeback by the New York Knicks, avoiding a sweep with a 97-90 overtime win on Sunday. Paul Pierce led the Celtics with 29 points. Carmelo Anthony scored a game-high 36 points for the Knicks. Elsewhere, both the Spurs and Miami completed 4-game sweeps of their NBA Conference quarterfinal series. It was San Antonio over the Lakers 103-82, and Milwaukee fell to Miami 88-77. Lastly, Golden State topped Denver 115-101. Checking baseball news, in the American League, the Yankees beat Toronto 3-2 for a 4-game sweep. The Boston Red Sox tied a club record with their 18th victory in April while stretching their winning streak to 5 games, beating Houston 6-1. In a doubleheader, Kansas City beat Cleveland 9-0 in the first game and lost the second game 10-3. Tampa Bay edged ahead of the White Sox 8-3, Minnesota 5, Texas 0. Oakland defeated Baltimore 9-8, and Seattle edged ahead of the Angels 2-1. In the National League, the Mets fell behind Philadelphia 5-1, Miami 6, the Cubs 4, Cincinnati outscored Washington 5-2, Pittsburgh shut out St. Louis 9-0, Arizona doubled up Colorado 4-2, the Dodgers beat Milwaukee 2-0, and San Diego won against San Francisco 6-4. Checking interleague play, Detroit defeated Atlanta 8-3. In the NHL, the Ottawa Senators doubled up Boston 4-2. The Senators will now open the postseason against the Canadiens. In other sports news, Rafael Nadal won the Barcelona Open for the 8th time. Tim Taylor, who had the most hockey wins in Yale University history, has died from cancer at the age of 71. He coached 28 seasons. Finally, in golf, Greg Norman says the time has come for golf to institute blood testing to check for drug use, and calls the game's anti-doping procedures disgraceful. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.